At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
I want to say off the bat, the 49ers do not have to trade Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers do not have to trade or release Deebo Samuel. They don't have to do any of those things. I think the discussion about Brandon Ayuk is more about A, his interviews post Super Bowl and some of the social media postings of his girlfriend, his brother, you know, all that stuff. You know, it stuff like that gets fans up in arms and freaking out. But the reality of the situation is that Brandon Ayuk is under contract for the 49ers for next season. And if he doesn't play because he wants a new contract, then he sits out a season and that he loses a season of service, right? He loses a season of service, but also he's still part of the 49ers. And, you know, I said, I understand that, but that doesn't matter to me because if the 49ers are trying to win the Super Bowl next season, you don't want a disgruntled Brandon Ayuk. You don't want a Brandon Ayuk who has sat out the majority of training camp. You don't want a Brandon Ayuk who isn't focused on the goal. And so to me, this is a situation where they work hard to extend Brandon Ayuk and make it work. And, you know, we talked about what that could look like because the other question is, does Brandon Ayuk want to be a 49er? And we talked a lot about how impressive his season was this year in regards to production versus targets. And this is not a pass happy offense. This is not an offense that gives 135 targets to a wide receiver. It's an offense that spreads the ball around to many different playmakers. And when you share an offense with a Deebo Samuel and a Christian McCaffrey and a George Kittle and even a Juwan Jennings, you are going to see less targets. So is this a matter of Brandon Ayuk wanting to win and chase Super Bowls? Well, then, yeah, San Francisco is a place that you're going to want to be. Or is this about Brandon Ayuk wanting to prove that he is one of the better wide receivers in the NFL? And if that's the case, it's going to be hard for him to do that in San Francisco simply because he won't have the opportunity. But make no mistake, the 49ers aren't in a situation where they have to trade Brandon Ayuk. Now, you guys might remember a situation after the 2019 season in which the 49ers lost a heartbreaking Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs. Feels like deja vu. And they had a very popular player in DeForest Buckner who was up for a contract extension. And the 49ers ended up trading DeForest Buckner to the Indianapolis Colts for a first round pick. And you might think to yourself, they find themselves in the same situation. And the reality is that they don't. It's a similar situation, but it is not exactly the same. Because not only did DeForest Buckner need an extension, but Arik Armstead was a free agent and Jimmy Ward was a free agent. And there were other players that were about to hit free agency. And so the calculus for the 49ers was, we can either extend DeForest Buckner and lose Arik Armstead and Jimmy Ward and others, or we can sign Armstead, Ward, and others and lose DeForest Buckner, but gain a first-round pick back. And that is the decision that they made. And it's hard to, I don't want to say it's hard to argue they made the wrong decision, because I think Armstead has been a key cog in this defense since re-signing. Jimmy Ward was key through last season before he became a free agent again. And DeForest Buckner has been good and sometimes great in Indianapolis. But I don't know that losing those two players would have seen the 49ers defense perform at the levels that they have since 2019, making it to three straight NFC championship games and, you know, really being one of the better defenses in the NFL over that span. So again, they're not in the same situation. They don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk. They don't have to release Deebo Samuel. In fact, there are plenty of contract levers that this team can pull to get themselves under the cap and get themselves in good financial shape. So let's look at the salary cap and where the 49ers are right now. So this is based on numbers from Jason Hurley of 49erscap.com. You can follow him on Twitter at 49erscap. He does a tremendous job of not only reporting on the cap, but really giving fans a great resource to understand the 49ers cap specifically. There are websites like Over the Cap, SpotTrack, right? You can find a lot of information, but Jason's is specific to the 49ers and he does a wonderful job. So make sure to follow him on Twitter. And again, you can visit at 49erscap.com.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
But as it currently stands, the projected 2024 cap is $242.5 million. Now, there were reports that came out, I believe yesterday, that said that the league-wide assumption is that that number is actually going to be closer to $250 million than $242 million. But as we stand right now, until that gets announced, the cap sits at $242.5 million. The adjusted cap, and again, this is some stuff that I don't fully understand how it works. That's why I rely on guys like Jason, who does understand it at a much deeper level. But where the 49ers stand currently is that they are roughly $15 million over the cap. Now, that is not where they will stay. Let's be perfectly honest. And the other thing that we've got to look at is what are some ways that they can get some money to either be players in free agency, or at the very least do things like sign their draft class, sign some of the players that they may want back that are currently scheduled to be free agents, etc.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.